Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni, our baseball insider, and time to talk Red Sox. And, Andy, the pitching staff is giving up a lot of runs right now, aren't they?
Runs and hits, Bill, that's for sure. No question about it. In the last 42 innings, Sox pitchers have given up 38 runs on 62 hits. Sox have only won four of their last 11 games, falling four games behind Baltimore. Sox haven't been this far out of first place since April 27th, so that's the major issue at this point. Of course, David Price on Friday night had one of the worst starts in his career, going 2 1/3 innings, giving up 6 runs. Clay Buchholz had his issues yesterday. The first 6 batters in the lineup in the bottom of the first inning reached base on Buchholz. He, only made it through halfway through the game. And John Farrell, after the game, won't commit to Buchholz's next start. So it's a tough go of it in that pitching staff, no question about it.
And, Andy, I know you have a note here that the Sox are just not winning when they're not scoring a lot of runs, and that's probably not a huge surprise, is it?
Certainly isn't, with the way the pitching has been struggling, the bullpen as well. And the Sox bats have kind of gone a little quiet. It's been kind of understated considering how bad the pitching has been, but obviously there was a point where the Sox bats were really on a roll. But lately they've come back down to earth, and Red Sox aren't playing close games, so they're not winning.
No. What's the injury news? Buchholz on the list and others, so give us an update if you could.
Yeah, it could be a little bit of a bright spot for the Sox hopefully soon with the left field situation. Buchholz, he could be activated tomorrow, Wednesday. He's been on the disabled list with concussion symptoms, so hopefully get him back either as a utility player or back in left field, because you still have Chris Young out for a while, obviously. And in the catching situation, they're going to get a little crowded come Thursday or Friday because Ryan Hannigan, he has the possibility of being activated later in the week. That would give the Red Sox 3 catchers. The question is, what do they do now? Sandy Leon is out of options. He's been hitting really well since he's come back up when Hannigan got hurt, as well as Swihart when he got hurt. So he's been a nice addition. So what's going to happen on that end of things? I don't see the Sox carrying 3 catchers because obviously the 3 catchers they have, they don't play another position like Swihart can play left field now. And on the pitching end of it, I know this is probably a little further down the road, but reliever Brandon Workman, he could be cleared for a rehab assignment later in the week. He's meeting up with the Red Sox today down in Tampa, going to throw a bullpen. He's coming back from Tommy John surgery, so that could be another outlet for the Sox down the road if things continue to progress for Brandon.
Well, in the past week, the Cleveland Cavaliers captured the NBA championship, and now the Cleveland Indians, Andy, have won 9 in a row. Could this be their second title this season?
Well, let's not go that far, Bill, but definitely fans of Cleveland having something to root for lately between, like you said, the Cavaliers and now the Indians really getting hot and reeling off 9 in a row. The Indians have a great pitching staff. Their starting staff especially is something the Red Sox fans would love to have. And they're getting some timely hitting, and old Red Sox first baseman Mike Napoli leading the charge with 15 home runs so far in the first half. So that's a team to keep an eye out for as the second half of the season will be here before you know it. And some good news, I guess, for Red Sox fans. They're heading into Tampa for the next 3 games, and the Rays have lost 10 straight, so hopefully the Red Sox can extend that.
And that's our look around the major leagues. Andy, anything else to share with us on the Red Sox or ahead this week or other notes?
Well, a couple of the notes from Major League Baseball. The New York Mets are bringing back shortstop Jose Reyes. He was released by the Colorado Rockies last week. He was suspended the first 51 games of the season because of domestic violence. Reyes started his career with the Mets 13 years ago, and the Mets certainly could use a spark in their offense, and he'll be placed into the leadoff spot in about 7 to 10 days once he goes down to AAA, gets some at-bats. One of the best pitchers in the National League, Stephen Strasburg of the Washington Nationals, he's been placed on the disabled list with a shoulder issue. And kind of an interesting note, Dodgers rookie shortstop Corey Seager, he's now the only 5th player in Major League Baseball history in his first 100 games to bat over 300 with 20 home runs and over 60 runs scored. And he joins a list that includes Carlton Fisk, Orlando Cepeda, Wally Joyner, and Ryan Braun. Some pretty good company there for Corey Seager.
And there he is, the baseball insider, Andy Carboni. With us, I'm Bill Newell here on MSO, newsports.com.